The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
And a good Monday morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us on Pregame Daily. He's Chris Domino. I'm Kevin McAlpin. It is Monday morning, April 15th, 2024. Hey, it's tax day. Make sure you get your taxes in. Friendly reminder, it is the deadline here in 2024. Meanwhile, Chris, for the Braves, their road trip continues to Houston, and what a happy flight it must have been for the boys yesterday, on the verge of dropping a series in Miami. And who else? Marcell Ozuna, the hero yesterday. Huge win, huge series victory. On to Houston, and we'll see if they can carry that into game one tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because they had a fight. You know, we talked about it on Saturday. Miami was a better team, and there were moments yesterday where they were the better team, and the Braves found a way to win it. That's what a better team, a good team, will do. A team that's supposed to win 90-plus games finds a way to win those as opposed to the other way around. Now, you don't necessarily want to go to one strike game over too often. You don't want to really cut it that close. But it was interesting to watch the Braves on a day where, you know, let's be honest, Chris Sale hurt himself with the walks. Charlie Morton was just sort of meh. Yesterday, get a little, give a little, that was sort of how the day went. But to find a way to win was a big one. I think the most surprising thing about on that flight last night might have been the idea that you're going to a Houston team that really hasn't started playing very well yet. And now for the first time ever, I mean, really in a long time, people are writing about the idea that maybe the run is over in Houston. I think it's way too early for that, but it is interesting. You go to Houston and usually the blood flows because you know you're going to be in for a dogfight. While that could certainly happen, Houston is not the team that it's been in the last few years as of yet.
No, they're not. We'll talk about them coming up in just a moment. It is amazing, though, and you and I have talked about this a couple of times this weekend about how different, 365 days can be. Yeah, you and I were doing shows together last year going, well, how much longer can you put Marcell Ozuna in the lineup? How much longer can he be on the team? And here he is continuing to just do what he does. And I thought it was really interesting yesterday listening to him postgame, where he faced the same pitcher that he faced the day before. And he started him with the same sequencing. So he almost was sitting there going, well, I kind of know what's coming here. And he didn't miss that pitch that he got. So, again, where would the Braves be without Marcell Ozuna? It's amazing how that narrative has changed. And give this guy credit, man. He has come up with huge moments, not only last year, but in the first couple of weeks of this year. And it's just been... I guess it's been incredible to watch this turnaround. You almost shake your head that you're surprised about it, but I guess we shouldn't be surprised at how well he's been going here lately.
Well, I heard him postgame yesterday, and he talked about how now the only thing on his mind is confidence, the idea that he is going to succeed. And he did admit last year in April, he had cloudy thoughts. He probably had the exact opposite going on, and it doesn't matter that you've been in baseball for a while. It doesn't matter that you had success. It doesn't mean anything. You know, you can, whether it's a young guy or an older guy, if it's not going well, it can go from the back of your mind to the front. It seems like now the only thing that's in his head is, who am I going to get today? Mm-hmm. And that really is a big difference. It's really a big difference. And to hear him talk about it yesterday was sort of refreshing, because when you look at veterans, you go, well, one of the reasons they're veterans is the bad streaks go shorter amounts of time. He said yesterday, without completely saying it, last April, he didn't have confidence. That's one thing. But I think it was even more than that. I think he was probably defeated on a bunch of at-bats he took. And then it took going to Miami to wake him up. What did we say? It was May 2nd last year when all this stuff started? Yeah.
Second most homers in baseball since the start of May, second only to his teammate, Matt Olson. How about 10 homers in his last 25 games in that building as well? It's not necessarily, you and I talked about it, it's not necessarily known as being a hitter's paradise, but backdrop, comfortability factor, I don't know what it is, but man, Marcell, as Ben said, he's the mayor of Miami, and 10 homers in 25 games. That is doing some serious work.
Yeah, I don't want to plant this, but I might as well plant it. You know, we talked about it. His contract, what are you going to do? Are you going to pick up an option? Maybe. Certainly this version of him, yes. But what if he ended up back down in Miami? What if Miami thought that they could sort of almost, if not build around him, at least get a guy that they know can hit in their own ballpark? And maybe he becomes the veteran guy that they've been trying to find there for a number of years now.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be something? That would be quite the homecoming for a guy who, I mean, look, you think about that outfield that he was a part of too. I mean, he was sort of, I don't want to say he was the forgotten or overlooked guy, but in an offense and in an outfield that had Stanton and Yelich in it, it was kind of like, yep. Oh yeah, there's that other guy, Ozuna, over there. And yep. I mean, it's just it overshadowed, and I guess rightfully so, by a couple of guys who've got some MVPs under the belt.
Well, it's kind of amazing. Again, it tells you that Miami's front office did something right to establish, you know, that sort of outfield, to have that outfield playing together up in the major leagues. The problem is, when you can't keep it together, and it's financially driven is the reason why you can't keep it together, your fan base is going to pay. And then I think you end up alienating your fan base. If you don't think that it burns that group to know that, well, why couldn't we have just kept those guys together? They paid. Remember what they paid Stanton? They paid. Now, they got out of the contract pretty quickly, but they paid Stanton big money, and everybody thought, okay, here come the Miami Marlins. Look at this. Maybe they can actually find talent and keep it. Then they got out from under the Stanton deal, and everything else went away, and they were in a rebuild mode ever since then.
It's been a perennial rebuild for the Miami Marlins. I will say this. You and I talked about it, that Max Meyer looks like he could be legit. Now, again, is he there long-term? We'll see. Can they get Alcantara back to what, you know, what he was in Cy Young form? Can one or two of their other young arms step up? If they can, they can have something there. But again, if I think I'm a fan in Miami, I need to see it, and I need to see it an investment. I need to see it a long-term vision because I get excited about some of these guys coming up and know that they're probably not going to be here more than a couple of years. And that's, you know, you burn a fan base two or three times. And guess what? Yeah. They ain't coming back, Chris.
Yeah. It's the Charlie Brown with the football.
Yeah.
You're telling me you're not going to pull the football away this time, but eventually you're going to pull the football away. So yeah, they've got stuff down there, and they're in the stadium deal for a while, and it's not ideal in a lot of different ways. Had they been good enough, had they been able to find a way to keep that and then build on a pitching staff, it might have been interesting to see what the Miami Marlins could have been, how much competition they might have been for the Braves over the last handful plus of years. But it didn't turn out that way, and now they're just trying to figure out how to be a better team on the budget that they probably have been told this is the most that you're allowed to spend at this point.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let me ask you real quick before we shift our focus to the Houston Astros. Where is your, I don't want to say panic meter, because it's a first place team and they're playing good baseball. Where is your concern level as far as the rotation? I know this has not been
a good
where are you? Are you on, like, are you middle of the road? Are you just, maybe this is just a rough week? Like, where does Chris Domino view this Brave starting rotation through a couple of weeks of the year?
So panicked is too strong. I am a little bit nervous about a couple of things. I think Chris Sale, what happened on Saturday with a couple of walks, not a great sign. I thought Charlie yesterday would give you a little, he gives it back. A couple of walks, 8 strikeouts. You know, it's one of those days where you go, okay, look, his stuff was pretty good, but you give up the home run and all of a sudden you needed a bullpen type game, but you needed an offensive, I don't want to call it a miracle, but you needed too much offense. I am nervous, legitimately nervous about the idea that you could burn out this bullpen. If this happens for the next 5+ months, and it's not just the back end, it's not your fifth starter, having you go to the bullpen a little bit more than you want, if it's the guys closer to the top of the rotation, it's going to be a long year. It's going to be a long year out of the bullpen. And it doesn't feel like, you know, if tongues are hanging out September 15th, Kevin, that's not going to be a great sign. So you're going to need some starting pitching to help avoid that as well.
Yeah, no question about it. On to Houston for the Braves. We'll see what they can get from Darius Vines tonight. He gets the ball in game one. As far as, you know, what to expect from this rotation moving forward, Chris, I guess it's going to be a spot where you're going to just sort of see who can fill this spot. Maybe it's Vines. Maybe it's a one and done. Maybe they go somewhere else. Don't really know how they're going to, you know, plug and play this fifth spot in the rotation. But we'll get a look at Vines tonight against an Astros team that, again, not out of the gates hot, but they did get a couple of homers yesterday from Jose Altuve. It's a dangerous lineup, despite what their win-loss record might show.
Yeah. So yes. And your opportunity is going to present itself, next man up. And then what do you have to do? We said this for the last couple of years, you've got to pitch well enough where they can't even think about not having you make the start 5 days from now. That's everybody at the back end's job. Now, how do I pitch well enough I'm not a concern of theirs. You know, we go to bed that night and they go, okay, well, I know I'm going to get the ball 5 days from now. They know I'm going to get the ball 5 days from now. And that would mean that you had a good start. And it doesn't have to be a great start. Remember, we're looking for good at this point. My biggest concern of the whole thing, though, is if I don't get some innings out of my starters, while I have a bullpen that I really like, I also think I could toast these guys a little bit too quickly.
Yeah, that's not a recipe for long-term success if those guys have to cover all those innings early on. We'll see if Vines can get the job done. It was good to see Sale. I know he didn't have his best stuff. He did give you 7 the other day. Charlie, you know, again, that pitch count gets up in a hurry. He had sort of a back-and-forth outing. I won't say it was great. I won't say it was awful. It was sort of just a middle-of-the-road meh start for Charlie Morton. So we'll see if they can get some more innings out of their starters. That will be important. Again, when you look at this Astros team, Chris, Yordan Alvarez, obviously a guy you got to be very careful with. Jose Altuve, a veteran hitter. But like you said, it's a little early in the season to say, is this the beginning of the end of the run for Houston? But again, another year older, they're dealing in the division with the defending world champs. I'm very curious to see what this team looks like for the next 5.5 months.
Stuff ends. Like it does, or it's not going to be as good. If you're at a high level of excellence, that many AL championship games will tell you that even when your record might not have been as good as some years, you found a way to get to that moment. You know how to play the game. You know how to play it in October. Again, it's only April, so I'm not throwing this team away, but I do understand they've had some arm problems. They suffer a little bit from what some other teams have suffered from. They're scrambling to make sure and ensure that they got 5 guys they can trot out every day. Same thing. If you have a good enough offense and it can cover for it, I just don't know enough about their bullpen yet. But similar to what we say here, what you don't want to do is take a good team and burn out the bullpen and make you less than what you could have been in October. I would imagine that's probably a concern they have right now in Houston.
Yeah, for sure. We'll talk more about the Astros coming up tonight on 680 Game Day. You and I will have the Ford leadoff show as well. We'll get started a little after 6 Eastern, first pitch at 8:10 Eastern. So a little bit later nights for all of us, but hopefully the Braves will have a lot of things for us to be getting excited about and watching later into the evening. Again, happy flight last night. We'll see if they can carry that into tonight. And who knows, maybe Marcel has a few more moments up his sleeve against the Houston Astros. Chris, do want to thank the fine folks at Beaver Toyota and Beaver Direct. I went up, saw them on Friday, swapped out the Sequoia. I'm driving the Tundra once again. I absolutely love the truck. And now, of course, now that I have a truck, the wife's going, well, I think we need to mulch out front. So I got plenty of room to go to the store and pick up 3,000 bags of mulch to do outside. So I want to thank Beaver Toyota. They've hooked us up. They'll hook you up as well. Beaver Toyota, Beaver Direct. You can start your car buying experience with just a couple of clicks. And again, they wow us. They'll wow you too. Speaking of wowed, we have been wowed by the service, by the response, by the feedback we've gotten from our listeners who have gone to our friends at Lincoln Capital Advisors. Chris, I know it's tax time. There's a lot of paperwork being done. But if you're looking to buy, maybe refinance, look for a vacation property, whatever it is, folks at Lincoln Capital Advisors are going to take very, very good care of you as well.
Yeah, here's the other thing, too. The word advisors isn't actually their name, which will tell you that's what it is. The idea that this is one of those areas, biggest investment that you're ever going to make, and you're talking about your financial future as well when you're talking about buying a house or buying an investment property, you got to make sure that the people there are not looking to just push your paperwork. They're giving you the best route for you to take, and that's the biggest part of what Lincoln can do. Lincoln Capital Advisors, if you're thinking about it, whether it's selling, whether it's buying, whether it's trying to refinance, as Kevin said, or a whole lot of other things. Look, FHA, VA, USDA, HARP, Home Affordable Refinance Program, you don't want to do this stuff on YouTube. You want people who have actually got licenses and have worked this way to figure out what interest rates are doing, what they might do, and how that could benefit you. Give them a call at 678-527-1150, 678-527-1150. They are ready to sit down and do just what they say in their name. They're ready to advise you.
No question about it. Well, we will advise the fine listeners of our program tonight more about the Braves and the Astros. Again, it's an 8:10 start. We'll be on the air at 6 o'clock Eastern, and we'll get you set for all the action. Braves and the Astros from the Juice Box in Houston coming up tonight on the Braves Radio Network.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.